Lydia Trethewey and Daniel McMurray. They are artists and collaborators who have come together for an exhibition called Digital Monsters. It's happening at Nosistor Studio. It's open now and it runs until the 28th of August. So you've only got this weekend to get down there and check it out. They're going to tell us all about it now. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Lydia, tell me, how did this collaboration come about?
Well, Dan and I have been friends for a little while and we're both artists and we found we were working with similar themes or similar mediums in a way. And we just both really wanted to have a show. We thought that there was something that our works could say together that showing the works separately wouldn't do.
Interesting. Yeah. Do you think that's because you have you're coming from the same place, but you have slightly different perspectives?
Yeah, I think also different approaches in a way. So, you know, we're both we're painters, but we also make digital work, and Dan makes video work and game work, and I make digital prints or collages. So, the works are, I think, they work together as a whole, as a body of work, but we explore similar kind of experiences of queerness in a way, but through a variety of different materials. And I think it's the different materials that I think for me at least was what excited me about bringing the two works together.
In particular, I guess I'm interested in this idea of games and particularly the titled Digital Monsters. So for me, the monsters came from the games. I might be wrong, but where did that title come from? Was it your work or Lydia's work?
Well, it was kind of, it was actually just me and Lydia were both playing Digimon trading card game together.
Oh, yes.
So it was kind of started as a bit of a friendship meme, and we were thinking about what we could call the show, but I think there's something about the monstrousness of my own personal experience of queerness and like kind of shedding some of the shame around the work I was making. I think that's where that term actually kind of connected with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that with, you know, through language you can kind of claim some of that stuff back. But it is, you know, I guess that's just another way I've looked at it, but it's very much a meme as well.
And I love it.
We want people to feel like they can approach our work and it's playful and sincere at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Which is a combination that I personally love, is that kind of playfulness but also that underlying authenticity and sincerity.
Yeah.
So what is it, do you think, about the digital world that is so, I guess, safe for queer people to experiment in?
I don't know. I often think, I think it just is a place, if that makes sense. It is a place where queerness has existed. I think it's probably, it can be both quite a positive and quite a negative space. But it's kind of like a circumstantial space. I don't know. What do you think, Lydia?
Yeah, I think too often we kind of categorize digital online spaces as not a part of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a kind of a playful bending of reality that you can take on in a digital space. But I think, you know, I was really interested in the spaces between, you know, digital and physical realities and how there's a bit of a breakdown there. And I think the works, you know, in the way that some of them are photographs taken on a phone or selfies that are then lovingly painted in a lot of detail, or there's works that look like they've been done digitally but actually haven't been. So you know, we're sort of playing in that slippage between a digital online space and then going about existence, day-to-day life outside of that.
And so the space between, you know, the space between the physical concrete world that we, you know, exist in, but also the digital world where we can express ourselves in outside of what we look like or what we might appear to be to other people.
Mm. Yeah, I think there's some, well, one particular work in the show is kind of like, I started with the idea of a proxy, which I feel like is very much what we experience whilst being an online person, you know, is having like this mask, which can be both very expressive, but also it's like a different version of ourself, or it's a different part of ourself. And I think that's definitely where the gaming part kind of comes in for me too, because I do have that experience of playing massively multiplayer online role-playing games, and that's kind of been the genesis of some of the work, although I'm kind of moving into a bit more of a... I think I'm getting really fixated on Instagram at the moment as a source of inspiration, and I guess just, aesthetics too.
Yeah, and this idea that maybe that version of you is more real than perhaps that flesh and bone...
Yeah, times definitely. I think so. I hope people can relate to that too as well. I think that's one of those things that the more I talk to people about it, it is like we do have a very like heavy interaction with those spaces. You can be happy or depressed and want to play games for a really long time, you know. It's like such a personal thing. Yeah.
If you just tuned in, we are talking to Lydia Trethewey and Daniel McMurray about their new exhibition happening at Nazisto Studio until the 28th of August. Dan, your background is in digital design and games. How does that experience with digital art inform your painting and art making?
I think it heavily affects it, I would say. I think that... particularly going like with the materiality, I guess, of making digital stuff, there's very little resistance, and sometimes I can really get stuck in making those ways, and that's when I'll kind of go between working that way and then maybe doing something like a oil painting or an acrylic painting, where it's more with dealing with actual physical materials. But I like that there's like I can kind of have an idea and then just quickly make that idea through the computer, and I think, you know, sculpture and painting kind of all work in between those spaces. I think I'm just exploring it though. I'm still discovering what that kind of means to me and getting a bit of confidence in working with digital tools, I guess. I still feel very much like I'm just scraping the surface, if that makes sense.
Of those tools that are available to you in the digital world. Lydia, you have had a long experience with digital printmaking in particular, and I remember some of your photography work from a few years ago from a trip to Japan.
Ah, yes, at the lobby.
So how has your work expanded and grown from that kind of digital manipulation of photographs to something that is more more painterly?
I think that's the trick of those early works, is that they're not digitally manipulated. They're manipulated using printed photographs and solvents, and then they're scanned and there's a little bit of a digital touch-up. But that's what I was really excited about with these works, is that some of them look like paintings or collages. They've got shadows on them and a three-dimensionality that, when you get up close, is sort of flattened, but not flat, if that makes sense. You know, the surface is flat, but the image deepens, you know. So I think these works are very much an extension of those works. They're made in a way to look a bit like book pages, which is, a reference back to the text. There's a lot of text in these works. It's text that's been written in and then scribbled out. It's been covered over in permanent marker. It's been painted. It's been typed. And then it's been continually erased and layered. So, those previous works, I actually made them at the same time I started making these works. It just took a long time to gestate these ones. You know, I felt like I was... I guess I wasn't sure about them, and I think there's a nice openness that results, because they're not trying to be or do one specific thing. They're not prescribing the way you're supposed to encounter them. And the series is quite large, so I've got about 200 of them. There's, I think, 62 on display at Nistor. So they take up two whole walls, and some of them are, you know, a meter high. And I think I just enjoyed the way the viewer is put in front of them. The viewer's body kind of is in the space with these works that fill up a huge amount of space. But you can kind of walk up and down them and get a little bit of a glimpse of a narrative if you try and look, you know, if you look closely, if you look underneath the painted text or underneath the part that's been washed out. And yeah, I guess maybe those works were about glimpses.
Mm. Yeah, there seems to be a very strong theme coming through of work that is very liminal, you know, that exists between both the digital and physical world, but also works that exist between mediums as well. If people want to head down and see these works for themselves, they have until the 28th of August, so that is Sunday. What hours is the studio going to be open for people to come down and see these works?
Cool. So we're open, so come down today if you like. We're open between 11 and 4 today, tomorrow, and then between 2 and 4 on Sunday.
Amazing. Get on down and check out the works of Lydia Trethewey and Daniel McMurray at Nysista Studio. The exhibition is called Digital Monsters, which is, you know, is it not a highbrow reference? Not the reference that I was expecting, but if you are a Digimon player, then you will get it. Thank you so much for coming in and telling us all about this. It's been lovely to see the way that your friendship has blossomed and created this whole new work in the form of Digital Monsters.
Thanks, Beck.
Thanks.